Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari 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 Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri-vara-dhari Yashoda-nandana Praja-jana-ranjana Yashoda-nandana Praja-jana-ranjana Yashoda-nandana Praja-jana-ranjana Yashoda-nandana Praja-jana-ranjan Yashoda-nandan Praja-jana-ranjaya Yamuna-tira-vana-chari Yamuna-tira-vana-chari Yamuna-tira Vanachari Yamuna-tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 12. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Text number 51.
Jnanam agyata tatpaya yodhadyat satpathemritam kripalur dinanathasya devastasyanugrihnate Jnanam agnata tatpaya yodhadyat satpathemritam kripalur dinanathasya Devastasyanugrhnate Jnanam magnata tatvaya Yoda dhyat satpathemritam Kripalur dinanathasya Devastasyanugrhnate
Please give it a try.
Jnanam Tatvaya Yodhaya Satpatimitam Kripalo Dina Natasya Devastasya Nugrihnate
First class. Jnanam. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Agnyata.
Agnyata.
Tatbaya.
Tatbaya.
To those who are unaware of the truth.
Unaware of the truth.
Ya.
Ya.
One who. Dadyat. Imparts.
Imparts.
Satpate. On the path of truth.
On the path of truth.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Immortality.
Immortality.
Kripalo.
Kind.
Dinanathasya. Protector.
Of the poor.
Deva.
The demigods.
Dasya.
To him.
Anugrihnate. Give blessings. Translation. The narration of Dhruva Maharaj is sublime knowledge for the attainment of immortality. Persons unaware of the absolute truth can be led to the path of truth. Those who out of transcendental kindness take on the responsibility of becoming master protectors of the poor living entities automatically gain the interest and blessings of the demigods. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Jnanam Agnyata means knowledge which is unknown almost throughout the entire world. No one knows actually what is the absolute truth. Materialists are very proud of their advancement in education, in philosophical speculation, and in scientific knowledge. But no one actually knows what the absolute truth is. The great sage Maitreya therefore recommends that to enlighten people about the absolute truth, tattva, devotees should preach the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the entire world. Srila Vyasadeva especially compiled this great literature of scientific knowledge because people are completely unaware of the absolute truth. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, it is said that Vyasadeva, the learned sage, compiled this great Bhagavat Purana just to stop the ignorance of the mass of people. Because people do not know the absolute truth, the Srimad Bhagavatam was specifically compiled by Vyasadeva under the instruction of Narada. Generally, even though people are interested in understanding the truth, they take to speculation and reach, at most, the conception of impersonal Brahman. But very few men actually know the personality of Godhead. Recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam is specifically meant to enlighten people about the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. Although there is no fundamental difference between impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Person, factual immortality cannot be attained unless one attains the stage of associating with the Supreme Person. Devotional service, which leads to the association of the Supreme Lord, is actual immortality. Pure devotees, out of compassion for the fallen souls, are kripalu, very kind to people in general. They distribute this Bhagavad knowledge all over the world. A kind-hearted devotee is called dinanath, protector of the poor, ignorant mass of people. Lord Krishna is also known as dinanath or dinabandhu. Master or actual friend of the poor living entities, and his pure devotee also takes the same position as of Dinanatha. The Dinanathas, or devotees of Lord Krishna, who preach the path of devotional service, become the favorites of the demigods. Generally, people are interested in worshipping the demigods, especially Lord Shiva, in order to obtain material benefits. But a pure devotee who engages in preaching the principles of devotional service, as prescribed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, does not need to separately worship the demigods. The demigods are automatically pleased with him and offer all the blessings within their capacity. As by watering the root of a tree, the leaves and branches are automatically watered, so by executing pure devotional service to the Lord, the branches, twigs, and leaves of the Lord, known as the demigods, are automatically pleased with the devotee, and they offer all benedictions. Since we have just one more verse, I think, for the end of the chapter, I'm going to read this verse too.
Idam mayate bhitam kurudvarha dhruvasya vikhyata vishuddha karmana hitvar bhakha kridana kani matur graham cha vishnum sharanam yoja kama.
The transcendental activities of Dhruva Maharaj are well known all over the world, and they are very pure. In childhood, Dhruva Maharaj rejected all kinds of toys and playthings, left the protection of his mother, and seriously took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. My dear Vidura, I therefore conclude this narration, for I have described to you all its details. Purport. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that life is certainly short for everyone, but if one acts properly, reputation will remain for a generation. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is everlastingly famous, so the reputation of Krishna's devotee is also everlasting. Therefore, in describing Dhruva Maharaj's activities, two specific words have been used, vikhyata, very famous, and vishuddha, transcendental. Dhruva Maharaj is leaving home at a tender age and taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the forest is a unique example in this world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead.
Om Ajnana Timiranjasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditam Uscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripasindho Vyadevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Jnanam Janata Tattvaya Yodadyat Satpate Mritam Kripalu Dinanathasya Devas
The devotees of the Lord are described as Dinanatha, the friend of the lord of the poor. In the biblical tradition, it's explained that man has dominion over earth. Dominion means he's the master, the controller. So all the living entities in this world are fallen from the spiritual world, they're poor, conditioned souls, and so human life is meant for uplifting the poor, suffering living entities from their fallen condition. And to do that, of course, we must first be uplifted. So Krishna is the ultimate friend of the living entities, and that's confirmed. Bhaktaram yoga tapasam sarvalok maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantam rachati. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I'm the owner of everything, the enjoyer of everything, and I'm the best friend of every living entity. And if you know this, you'll be peaceful. Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas comment that a devotee also becomes Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, the best friend of every living entity. So this verse is using the same language, Dinanatha, and Prabhupada writes in the purport, Dina Bandhu, the best friend of the poor living entities. We're all poor. Whether you're having $1 million or just a penny, every man is the poor man in this material world. Because whether we have a lot of advancement in education, or a lot of wealth, a lot of beauty, a lot of strength, or we're very austere, no one knows the absolute truth, Krishna, and therefore we're poor. Because Krishna is the one who has all the wealth, all the strength, beauty, knowledge, fame, and renunciation. Just imagine if the wealthiest man in the world, I don't even know who it is these days, is it Bill Gates or what? He's still up there, number one?
I think he's number one is a Mexican,
Well, imagine that this wealthiest man walked in the door right now. Our heads would turn, isn't it so? We would give him our full attention. Even if I was trying to speak on Bhagavatam, everyone would look at him, right? Or let's say the most powerful man in the world walks in, the most beautiful person in the world, the most famous person, or the greatest scholar, or some very austere yogi from the Himalayas walks in. He would have our complete attention. And this is because these six qualities are attractive. They're bhaga. Bhaga means fortunate. One who has this fortune is attractive, these six things. And therefore Krishna is bhagavan, because he possesses all six in full. So if we're attracted by the limited persons in this world who possess varying degrees of these attractive qualities, and that also only for a period of time, how much more can we be attracted by Krishna? This is how our acharyas can go into states of deep transcendental love for Krishna, because they've let their hearts be attracted fully to Krishna's qualities, his name, pastimes, and his devotees. The qualities of Krishna's devotees are just as attractive, lovely, and beneficial for the soul as the qualities of Krishna, because the devotees are qualitatively one with Krishna. They have the same purpose, the same will. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanavarnane. They're always engaging their minds in Krishna service. Whatever they say is Krishna Katha. And therefore, serving them is practically the same as serving Krishna. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastraya Uttastata. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastraya. Does anyone know how to say it? I have to sing it, I guess. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastraya Uttastata Bhavyata Eva Shadvi. That the qualities of the devotees make it so that that we should offer all our respect to the devotees in the same way that we respect God Himself. And Kintu Prabhurya Priya Eva Tasya. Why? Because they're the most dear servants of Krishna. Imagine for a moment that you're walking down the street and you see a gentleman coming. And you say hello to him. Okay, that's nice. He may say hello back. But especially in Columbus, he probably won't say hello back. He'll just look down and keep going. But if this gentleman is walking his little boy down the street, and you kind of stoop down and say hello to the little boy, oh, then this man is very happy with you, naturally. Even if the child doesn't pay proper attention, the man will be happy. And so Krishna is like, we can come and see Krishna in the temple and offer him our dandavat pranams. And we should. But if we offer our humble obeisances to Krishna's devotee, then Krishna is really paying attention. Oh, this person's serious. He's humbling himself. He's worshipping somebody who... See, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill with the left hand. Pinky finger. He was 7 years old. He held it up for 7 days. We know that Krishna can uplift us from whatever problems we've got. Krishna married 16,000 wives. We know that he has the shakti, the power to give us any desires that we could ever imagine. So Krishna's not so impressed when somebody comes to him because they know there may be some ulterior motive here. He wants me to uplift him. He wants me to fulfill this desire. But if we go to his devotee, what can a devotee actually do for us? He has nothing. Devotee is a simple person. He can't solve our material problems. But if we still go and offer our obeisances to the devotee, that is selfless love, and Krishna is very attracted by that. Dhruva Maharaja's pastimes are therefore glorified by the Acharyas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Ramananda Roy, it's explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he would hear the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj hundreds of times. As soon as Ramananda Roy would complete reading it, he would say, "Read it again." You don't want to hear constantly about Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. The pastimes of the Lord are perfectly sweet, wonderful, and enjoyable, but we are unqualified to hear directly from Krishna because we left the spiritual world to come here for the purpose of forgetting Krishna. But it's explained in the first canto that Shukadev Goswami is like a parrot, Shuka, who pierces the fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when a fruit gets pierced, all its sugars come out. They start oozing out. And it becomes sweeter than it was before, especially when the parrot does this. And so absolute truth, Krishna, although he's unlimitedly sweet, becomes even sweeter when we hear about him from the devotees. This is why the pastimes of the devotees of the Lord are throughout Bhagavatam, and they're much especially appreciated by the pure devotees of Lord. And as practicing devotees, we should also practice being attracted by the devotees of the Lord. The age of Kali is characterized by quarrel and hypocrisy. We know, again, Krishna killed thousands of demons. It was just for fun. We know we can't quarrel with Krishna. Nobody even tries. But in our conditioned state, we sometimes become illusioned and quarrel among each other devotees. And this spells the beginning of the descent of our spiritual life, descent into madness, back into the darkness of Kali Yuga, quarrel and hypocrisy. And so part of our sadhana is to have loving relationships with the devotees and hear about the qualities of the devotees from Srimad Bhagavatam or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version, like all the there are so many biographies of devotees now. We have, of course, the monumental Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. We can hear about Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. And it's very easy to tell that when you hear about Prabhupada's pastimes, naturally you're going to hear about Krishna. What is Prabhupada without Krishna? It doesn't make sense. You can't separate them. It's not possible. Wherever there's Prabhupada, there must be Krishna. In fact, the whole parampara is there. Just by hearing from a sincere follower of the practices of Krishna consciousness who is obedient to his own spiritual master, you get connected to the chain of disciplic succession. And you have access to Srila Prabhupada, you have access to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan. Back, all the way to Krishna himself. The special quality of the devotees, that even though we came to this material world to forget Krishna, the devotees won't let us forget Krishna. We gave the analogy a few minutes ago about seeing the man walking down the street with his little boy, and you say hi to the boy, the man is pleased even if the boy doesn't pay attention. But imagine if the little boy is coming up to you and he's so cute, and he's coming up and trying to get your attention. Sir, excuse me. That's what the devotees are doing when they go out and distribute the books, when they go out and chant Harinam or somehow preach about Krishna. They're getting the people's attention, and naturally the charming sweetness of the devotees captures people's hearts. The testament is ISKCON, because there's a lot of people who in ISKCON, who if they weren't devotees or practicing devotees, they never would speak to each other under any circumstance because of cultural difference or psychophysical incompatibility. There are some people who just don't get along naturally, but because Krishna is a common factor that is mutually appreciated, then there can be unlimited exchanges beyond the scope of our body and our mind. And in fact, the body and mind of the devotee become purified, and they become as good as gold. Therefore, we do Guru Puja every morning. We worship Srila Prabhupada. It's not idolatry. the demigods, it's explained in this verse, are also very interested in giving blessings to the devotees. They know that the demigods' service is that when someone does a sacrifice, they're obliged to provide a according result, according to the Vedic literature. If you do this yajna, you get this boon. They have no choice in the matter, but they're voluntarily coming forward to give all benedictions to the devotees. One striking example of this was in the island of Fiji. Some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples went there, and there was a big drought. For more than a month, there was no rain. And that's very serious in a tropical island, if there's no rain for a month, or however long it was. The plants were drying up, and people's livelihood was going down. The devotees came there and started their preaching. They were explaining that anabhavati bhutani, that this is in Bhagavad Gita, I can't remember the verse, but the Sanskrit, but the meaning is that from rain grains come. And in order to get rain, you must do yajna. And so they were saying, if you do yajna, will it rain? Because we're having drought. And the devotees were so confident. They said, it will rain. It will rain. If you let us perform Harinam Sankirtan, it will rain. And they organized a with the help of the local government, they organized a massive Harinam Sankirtan. And it started to pour rain. And it was in the newspapers. Rainmakers bring rain through their sacrifice. And now Fiji has so many temples, Krishna conscious temples. One of the devotees there at the time wrote back a letter to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Fiji may become the first Krishna conscious country. And Prabhupada said, may such and such devotee's desire come true. That was Prabhupada's blessing. So, the demigod, Lord Indra is in control of the rain. He didn't have to make it rain, but he stepped forward and brought this rain down. So the devotees don't have to perform elaborate, complicated rituals. Because actually, it's not very practical for us to do that anyway. Out of the causeless mercy of the Lord, we get complete cooperation from all corners of the universe. If we are sincere and serious in our practice of Krishna consciousness, then everything we need for our service will be provided, and at the same time we'll be given facility to expand our service either in quality or in quantity or both. This is a litmus test for whether we are advancing in spiritual life. Is my service quality or quantity expanding? And another way of rephrasing this is my material desire decreasing? Because they are inverse proportion. Make no mistake that the blessings that we receive are not coming from ourselves, from our own sadhana. Never think yourself the cause of the results of your activities, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That means that we're receiving benedictions at every minute for our practice of Krishna consciousness. We're so small and insignificant, but yet we're getting massive result for chanting Hare Krishna, for taking prasadam, for dancing, and for sharing the message of Krishna to our capacity. Therefore, a devotee becomes famous, vākhyāta, and viśuddha, transcendental. We get purified from our anarthas, and that gets everyone's attention. This person is not disturbed. How is it that everybody else that I know is suffering because of the economy? And this person, he's also not making a lot of money right now, but somehow he's not bothered at all. He's just satisfied. He's always happy or peaceful. One day, if a person who we are associating with on a regular basis begins to observe this quality of steadiness, satisfaction in our character, one day the question may come out, what is it that makes you so peaceful or makes you like you are? When that day comes, it will be very easy to share Krishna with that person because they've submissively asked. And the moment that happens, our sphere of influence will also expand. Either in that person's life we will have more sway, or more people will become will get involved with our life because Krishna is taking care of that expansion. That is the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. It happens on from an individual to a local to a collective level in that way. Purity is the force. Okay. Are there any questions or comments?
The pastimes of Krishna, when I read the pastimes of Krishna, it seems very distant, you know, very distant, and it's not so real. But when I read the devotees, lives of different devotees, like Prabhupada, Mamrita, and also some devotees that when they go out to preaching, their activities, the events, and all that, it's very real to me. Mm. You know, like sometimes I would read Indra Yumna's, you know, preaching program or Radhana. All these books, they are more real to me. So if I read these books, read these pastimes of these activities of these various devotees, would it have the same effect for me to be attracted to Krishna?
Yeah, naturally. The factor which determines whether we will be attracted isn't, am I reading about Krishna or am I reading about his devotee? But whether we read about Krishna or his devotee, the factor which determines whether I'll be attracted is whether I'm reading it in the mood of humility. This thing, this knowledge that I'm reading, is not like a novel from the store, but it's persuading me to take up Krishna consciousness. I'm in the mood that, in the mind that I will be persuaded by this. Let me make some commitment to practice Krishna consciousness now. Then, whether I read about Krishna or his devotee, suddenly it will all hit home. will touch the heart. There's jnana and there's vijnana. Jnana means knowledge, but vijnana means realized knowledge or application. So with these application of the principles of devotional service, our lives will change. And we will understand more and more. And others will also be able to benefit from our association. There's a Sanskrit word for called Puruhit. The Puruhit is a priest, the person who does the aartis in the temple. Puro means person, and Hita means to protect, to benefit. So a priest is meant not just for waving incenses and lights and ringing a bell, but for benefiting the whole population of the world. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages at Naimisharanya were getting ready to begin a 1,000-year sacrifice for the benefit of the whole world at the beginning of Kali Yuga. So our personal Krishna consciousness is meant for serving others and helping spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. We're part of a whole. We're not independent. And that understanding that I'm a cooperative member of the Krishna consciousness movement, even if I'm very fallen, that understanding that I'm cooperating and that I'm part of it, that's humility. Is that okay? To add anything?
Yeah, when you describe the word poor, I can understand it better. Because when we're talking about poor, because I'm reading one of the books by Sasura Maharaj, he says a poor man with Bhagavatam.
Wow.
Yeah, so I after you describe the poor, I can understand more.
Srila Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki